ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Thanks to McDonald's. Grab a McCafe iced coffee made with the new McCafe blend.
We're never gonna get one on.
Never gonna get one on.
Never gonna get one on.
Never gonna get one.
Definitely a heavier never gonna get one this morning. We wanted to talk to someone who has survived the Holocaust, and obviously this is going to be a very small pocket of people that we are talking to. And producer Brooke has found Marion Blumenthal-Lazen, who joins us right now. She's currently in the US, but she joins us via Zoom. How are you, Marion?
We're doing very well here. Sun is shining and everything is A-OK.
It's so great to hear that. And we are so interested to hear about your life, particularly the portion of it that you lived through the Holocaust. Tell us about the time when you were 9 years old and you went to a concentration camp. And you've said in the past that entering the concentration camp at the start, you were actually excited. Why were you excited at that time?
Well, we thought as children that we were going to experience something a little bit more favorable than what we had come from. I was always with my mother, and at that time also with my father, my older 2 year older brother, and they were very protective. So no negativity was brought on to me, for sure.
So then talk us through your experience from that point on in the concentration camp. What do you remember from being in there?
Well, first of all, when we arrived, we were greeted by the guards who were shouting at us and threatening us with their weapons and with the most vicious attack dogs by their side. Yes, at that time, I was a very frightened 9-year-old, and still to this day, I feel a certain sense of fear whenever I see a German Shepherd. And we were housed in barracks, and 600 of us were cramped into each of the crude wooden heatless barracks that were meant for 100 when they were originally built. There were triple-decker bunk beds with two people sharing each bunk, and the German winters were bitter cold and very long. We were given only one thin blanket per bunk and a straw-filled mattress. I was very fortunate that I was always with my mother and was able to share this bunk with her. And my brother was able to share a bunk with our father in the men's section. But can you imagine two adults, two strangers sharing a bunk in such horrendous conditions? And I remember the very first time that I saw a wagon filled with what I thought was firewood for the one small oven that we had in our barrack. And that oven, of course, was never used. I soon realized that what was in the wagons were dead, naked bodies thrown one on top of the other. And toilets. Toilets were long wooden benches with holes cut into them, one next to the other. There was never any privacy. There was no toilet paper. There was no soap and hardly ever any water with which to wash. And in the almost year and a half that we were in Bergen-Belsen, never once were we able to brush our teeth. There were no trees, there were no flowers, nor did we ever see a blade of grass. I was, as I said, very fortunate that I was always with my mother, and she was a very positive individual. And my mother passed away a number of years ago, 6 weeks short of 105.
Oh, wow. That is absolutely incredible. Tell us, so you did end up surviving the Holocaust. You escaped to the United States. Have you been back and visited the concentration camp you were forced to live at? Or have you visited any of the Holocaust sites?
I was very, very reluctant to return. And we finally decided in 1995, it was the 50th anniversary of our liberation. And I, along with my husband, Nathaniel, and two of our three children, we joined a group of other survivors. And it was a very emotional, a very difficult difficult trip, but no regrets having returned.
Marion, your story is just so incredible. We could talk here for the rest of the day, but we do have to wrap it up. You can, producer Brooke has written me a note. You do have a website, forperfectpebbles.com, where people can hear more of your story. But Marion, it's been such a pleasure having you on. Thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Right. Thank you. Right back from New York to all of you. Bye-bye.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast.
Looking for your morning coffee hit without the heat? Grab a McCafe iced coffee. It's perfect for warm Queensland mornings.